Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play things I love, and I also put in an occasional oddball thing like a reading or a joke or a story, which I call a wombat. And that's where the title comes from, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight is country music. It's Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall. I like this song a lot. I love the harmonies. It's also got a kind of mysterious thing. Like he implies that we all know what the problem is, but I can't figure it out. Apparently this woman has caused him to run and hide like a fox on the run. But I can't exactly tell for what. Maybe you can. So listen in. This is Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall from 1976.
He walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Now everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. We'll drink a glass of wine, boys, to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on before. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that a poor boy could give her. Left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
That was Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall. Now we're coming to something from 1982 called Africa. The group's name was Toto. They were a rock band, and this song went to number one, probably their best-known song. It doesn't sound like rock to me. I don't know what I'd call it, pop. Anyway, it's a great song and has a haunting African feel to it. Toto, 1982, singing Africa.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Her moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words. Ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Time.
dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
That was Africa by Toto. Well, next up is a change of pace, and I want to talk about it a little bit. It's a song called Beating Heart by Ellie Goulding. It's from the 2014 movie Divergent, a movie I liked a lot. I'd read the book, and I enjoyed the movie. However, it's not my usual fare. It's not. Some parts of it are a little upsetting to me. I want to talk about that for a minute. Music is an interesting thing. It's culturally based, obviously, and it's also the culture changes over time. A song that was a big hit in the 40s or 50s or any decade you want to pick may not be at all popular today, might not even sound good. And this song is from, for me, this is more the current era of music. This is modern in the sense of this is what kids are listening to and young people are listening to today. And I'm often somewhat out of touch with a lot of that music. I think I've mentioned before, I went to the Burning Man Week in Black Rock City, Nevada this summer, and a very, very interesting experience. But one of the things that came up a lot was that most of the music there was not to my liking. The majority of the music was something close to disco or trance or something else, and it wasn't the kind of thing I like the music I play on this show a lot. But here's a song which has that culture in it, and yet it seems to work. The song was written for the movie Divergent. Ellie Goulding sings it, and she felt, and the people who made the movie both felt, this caught a lot of the mood of the movie. The movie itself is like songs. It's very modern and fast and sort of jarring in a way. And yet I like the movie, I like the book, and I like the song. Even though I feel like they're reaching into a different culture, not my culture, but the culture of generations, two or three generations back from mine.
Peace in dip. difficulties with wounded lips and salted cheeks. And finally we step to leave to the departure lounge of disbelief. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know it's gonna be a long time. And I'll be leaving in the morning, come the white, white and bitter sunlight. Wanna hear your beating heart tonight before the bleeding sun comes to life. I want to make the best of what is left, hold tight and hear my beating heart one last time before daylight. In the canyon underneath the trees, behind the dark sky, you looked at me. I fell for you like autumn leaves, and never faded.
That was Beating Heart by Ellie Goulding from the movie Divergent. Well, now I'm going to play something that's definitely from my generation. Actually, it's probably from 20 years before me, but it's the Orange Blossom Special, played by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Vassar Clements. This is a song that allows for fiddler virtuosos of bluegrass and country music to really shine. And Vassar Clements is one of the greatest of all time country fiddlers, bluegrass. I heard the song way back, but I have memories of hearing this song. I used to go to a little place where people would jam on every other Friday night. A woman named Lil Appel in Valley College, New York, would have people over at her house, and I started going there, and there was a young woman there. She was 24 at the time, Alice Becker, who played fiddle, violin, and she was beautiful, but she was also talented, and I saw her this past weekend. She's now in her 60s. And still beautiful and talented. But then she played the violin, and she played this song, Orange Blossom Special, and did a real nice job of it. I was impressed. And afterwards I said, Alice, how long did it take you to learn to play that? And she said, how long did it take me to learn to play Orange Blossom Special? She said, well, I guess all of my life. that spoke to me. I've been taking fiddle now for about 10 years, but I'll never be up to Alice's level, that's for sure. But here is Vassar Clements, a true virtuoso on the fiddle, playing Orange Blossom Special. And I put this on especially to contrast with the previous song, that these are from two completely different cultures. That was the Orange Blossom Special, done by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Vassar Clements on fiddle. Well, now we're going to another. I played that song earlier that I said I thought was from a different culture than mine. I'm going to play one that's much closer to the center of my culture for music. I spent the last, 40 years more or less, being active and participating in a group called the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club. And we sang traditional songs and old songs and new songs, but a lot of things with harmony and stories. A lot of the songs had really important stories. And country music has a lot of stories, too. This particular song is called The Death of Queen Jane. It's a classic ballad. It's the child ballad. The people who collect folk music know that in the English-speaking world, the child ballads were the earliest complete collection by a man named Child. Back in the, the 19th century, he started and collected together all the music he could find, all the tunes, all the songs, and these are the child ballads. And this one's called The Death of Queen Jane. Many people think it's about Jane Seymour, who was the third wife of King Henry VIII. It's not clear that it is, but she did have a son who went on to become King Edward, and she did die shortly after childbirth, so it kind of fits the picture. The song is sung by Oscar Isaac, and he starred in a movie called Inside Llewyn Davis about a folk singer back in the Bob Dylan era and sang this song in the movie. So this is the version that was in the movie. And it's a beautiful rendition of an ancient, well, an old ballad called The Death of Queen Jane.
Queen Jane lay in labor for 9 days or more, till her women grew so tired, could no longer there, they could no longer there. Good women, good women, good women, as ye be, will you open my right side and find my baby and find. Cried the women, that's a thing that can never be. We will call on King Henry and hear what he may say, and hear what he may say. King Henry was sent for. Henry, he did come, saying, what does ail you, my lady? Your eyes, they look so dim, your eyes, they look so dim. King Henry, King Henry, will you do one thing for me? Will you open my right side and find my baby, and find my baby? Oh no, cried King Henry, that's a thing that I can never do. If I lose flower of England, I shall lose the branch too. I shall lose the branch too.
dancing on the day the babe was born. But poor Queen Jane, beloved, she lay cold as a stone, lay cold as a stone.
That was The Death of Queen Jane by Oscar Isaac, and a haunting song that is. Now for something a little up, before we go serious again. This is called Afternoon Delight. This song was written by one of the band members of the people that sing it, Starland Vocal Band, and was a very popular song in 1976. He wrote it in a restaurant, Clyde's Restaurant in Georgetown, D.C., and on the menu was something called Afternoon Delight, and he thought he'd write this song. And he said he wasn't trying to write a sex song, he was just trying to write a happy song about good times. And I think this song, you know, I often talk about songs talking about leavers and leavees. How about a song that just talks about together? I think this one does, and it has a nice, it has a sweet feel. It's a little risque, I guess, but it's just something nice and pleasant about it. These are talking about happy times, and maybe you've had an experience like this, or if you haven't, maybe you will. And it can be charming and wonderful. It doesn't have to be wrong. It can be good, I think. So this is Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon delight. In flight, afternoon delight. Oh, the sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. The next song is kind of an anti-war song in a way. Though I am a son, my father was a career Army officer, and I served in the U.S. Army, proudly, I might add. I am basically a pacifist. I'm opposed to war. Partly, or mainly, I guess, I think it threatens the survival of the human race. That's one reason for being opposed to war. I have some others. However, one thing that the American public has trouble understanding is that you can be opposed to war and still respect the men in uniform who are fighting for us. And they are volunteering to help our country and doing what they think is right. The fact that their leaders may make bad choices and get us into situations we should not be in is not their fault. They are good people, and I was one of them, and some of them die. And this song is about that. This is called More Than a Name on the Wall, and the Statler Brothers sang it. It was written in 1989 and became very popular. It's the story of a mother going to visit the Vietnam Wall and reading her son's name on the wall, and more than a name on the wall. And I find this song reaches into my heart and plucks some strings.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. Died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
More Than a Name on the Wall by the Statler Brothers. Sometimes a song, to me, transcends the singers and the name and should exist on its own. That's one. Telling you that the Statler Brothers sang it, and it's called More Than a Name, it really is beyond that. It's more than that. It doesn't matter who sang it. It doesn't matter what it's called. What matters is what it evokes inside people who hear it. Next up, I'm going to play something quite different. I'm not going to tell you who's playing this until after it's over, because I don't want you to be influenced by knowing who's playing it, which you might be. You might not be. I was. Anyway, it's called Clawhammer Melody, and it's played on the banjo. The two instruments I play most are fiddle and banjo, and I don't play either one particularly well. I would give anything to be able to play like this. So this is called Clawhammer Melody, and it's by a name you'll recognize, and I'll tell you after it's over who it is. And it's Clawhammer is a particular style of banjo that I like a lot. It's local. Appalachian banjo is mostly Clawhammer. Pete Seeger played three-finger style, which is also beautiful stuff. But this is Clawhammer. That was Clawhammer Melody, and the player was the comedian Steve Martin. Many of you may already know this, but Steve Martin is actually a very accomplished banjo player. He began playing banjo when he was 17. He used to open up for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band playing banjo. He's played on recent years on Grand Ole Opry, and is, in my opinion, as a banjo player, he's a very talented and skilled banjo player. Maybe not the very top echelon, but certainly well up there. And that's great, for here's a guy who's a comedian and can play banjo. And I love that particular recording. It's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC. And I'm your host, Harry Baia, and I bring you this show, Wombats and Music, each week, Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC. That's Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we're at 90.7 FM. And you can hear us within 35 to 40 miles of Emory, Virginia, which reaches up into Bristol and all around. And we're also streaming on the web. If you go to ehc.edu and poke around, you can find WEHC, and you can listen to this show streaming. So if you like hearing a particular show on WEHC, you can pick it up anytime, anywhere by going in and going to the streaming show. And Monday nights at 7, you can hear me anywhere in the world streaming on WEHC. Well, that's that. Now, we've played quite a variety. I'm moving on now to Foolish Heart by Steve Perry. This is, I talk about levers and levees. Here's one who I think is either a levee or on his way, but still. In many places, I get to bring out this saying I have now that one of my goals in life is, when something ends, to be thankful for what I've had rather than bitter over what I've lost. I think More Than a Name on the Wall expresses that. It thanks God, thanks the Lord for what was there rather than being bitter over what was lost. I think somewhere in Foolish Heart, I get that sense. Maybe. Let's see.
I'm so tired of being alone. But will my lonely heart play the part of the fool again? Before I begin, foolish heart,
next song is an interesting song to me for a number of reasons. It's by Linda Ronstadt. I never met Linda Ronstadt, but I actually was a fairly good friend of her mother's in the Quaker Meeting in Scarsdale, New York, and I kept thinking Linda would come in. She'd been a child there in the Sunday school and stuff and had come with her mother, but during the 20-plus years that I was a member of the meeting, Linda never came, so I never met her. But I heard a lot about her, and I liked her music. And here's a song I had not heard by her. It's called The Blue Train, and it's an interesting song for this reason. It talks about being sad in a different way. I've been sad. We've all been sad. Sometimes when you're sad, or when I'm sad, I'm angry. I'm angry that whatever happened that made me sad happened. I don't want it to be that way. Other times, I'm sad and my self-respect has been damaged. My ego has been hurt. Something along with losing a relationship, like a wife leaving me, for example, along with the pain and the loss, like of your children, there's also a sadness that is healthy in a sense. It's knowing who you are and feeling the pain and yet somehow being with it in a way that confirms that life is worth living and sorrow is part of it, and this song does that in some strange way for me. I was listening to it today earlier, and I get an odd feeling from this that I haven't gotten from almost anything else. So see what you think of The Blue Train by Linda Ronstadt.
Riding this run down never brings them back. And the sad truth is, nothing but a cold hard fact. I'm riding the blue train over the miles yet to come.
That was The Blue Train by Linda Ronstadt. Well, I want to cheer things up a little bit. Although I do think that's absolutely beautiful and reaches deep. And the blues aren't always terrible. How do I put it? Sometimes it's, I can't say it's a good feeling, but it's a confirming feeling somehow. And I think that song does that. Now we're going to switch to something that's, I think, happy. Stevie Wonder is a great singer, blind, and sometimes blind people are able to do things with their voice, like Jose Feliciano, I think because they're able to focus more. I don't know. But in any case, it doesn't matter. It's just a way. It's called He's Mr. Know-It-All is the name of the song, and I do get a kick out of it. I think of it almost like it may have been in Yellow Submarine or something like that. It's that kind of a song. Any case, this is He's Mr. Know-It-All by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Know-It-All by Stevie Wonder. I love it when people get carried away like that and sing that scat stuff, you know. He just really gets into that. Well, we've got a minute or so left, and I just want to tell you who we are and what we're doing and a little bit about the show. My name is Harry Baya, and I live in Abingdon, Virginia. Actually, I live in Bristol, Virginia now, just the northern tip of Bristol, so I'm almost in Abingdon. I'm probably about 3 miles from the line, maybe less. And I lived in Abingdon for many years. I grew up here. Actually, my mother was from Abingdon. I'm the sixth generation of my family to live here. I have cousins in Abingdon. And I was at Emory Henry College as the instructional technologist for many years. That's how I got into this radio show. But now I'm retired, and I come in to do the show, and I love doing this show. I just have more fun finding songs that I like and sharing them with you and putting on the show each week, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to do this. And I hope I can get across some of my enthusiasm, and I hope that some of you enjoy some of these songs as much as I do. I listen to them with you when I'm making the show, and it's just a treat. I've got earphones on, and it's a good sound system, so it works out well for me. Now, so you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and we're on WEHC. WEHC is a college radio station from Emory College in Emory, Virginia. And we're on FM 90.7. Our wattage went up quite a bit about 3 years ago. We now reach out a good 35 miles and more in most directions, although we're in the mountains here in Virginia, so the mountains can block this FM transmission a bit, and we don't reach. For example, I can't get the show on FM in my house in Bristol. I pick it up through the web. I go in through the web. I have an app on my iPhone called TuneIn that allows me to get radio stations. And so that's how I get the show. I check Monday nights. I make sure to see. I listen to my show a bit narcissistically, but that way I can find out if the show's actually playing and whether they're playing the right show. And I get a kick out of it anyway. I like the song, so I get to hear them again. So that's it. And I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.